More central and northern New Yorkers were able to return to church this weekend after the state allowed places of worship to reopen with 25% occupancy in the regions that are in phase two of recovery. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, church leaders are moving forward cautiously.
For many people who worshiped this weekend in upstate, it was their first time back inside a church since March. And Danielle Cummings, the director of communications for the Catholic Diocese of Syracuse, says it was a relief.
With all of the uncertainties and what we're going through with the conflicts at this time, church is more important than ever. And people need to have those doors opened and to have their faith fulfilled and to be nourished.
But it's not yet back to normal. With only 25% capacity allowed in, Catholic parishioners are still not under an obligation to return to Mass, and those who do attend must sign up ahead of time. Additionally, face masks have to be worn in the church, and gatherings before and after Mass are not allowed. Cummings says this will be the new normal for a while.
We don't want to be in a position where we haven't thought through things and people end up being sick.
Similar changes are required in other places of worship, such as requiring parishioners to stay 6 feet apart, providing hand sanitizing stations, and limiting the sharing of religious texts. The state says churches can even hold funeral services again, so long as these protocols are followed. It's a larger step toward normalcy for the faith community, which in recent weeks has only been allowed to have ceremonies with 10 or fewer people. Yet, some churches remained closed this weekend as their leaders try to figure out how to safely reopen, considering how many older individuals attend their services. Lawrence Russell, pastor of the United Methodist Church in Sandy Creek, says his services will remain online for a while because he and many of his colleagues are worried about rushing back before conditions are safer.
Just imagine in a church of 35 people burying somebody you know by name who's a good neighbor and a good friend, and saying, if we hadn't done that, then that person would probably still be alive.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.